Hello?
Hello, Yanni?
Yes,
you're Monty Belmonte.
That's me.
Your real name is Christopher.
Whoa, somebody's been doing a little bit of deep state digging.
My wife is a spy.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Jacob Nelson from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Rose Cherneff from Abundance Farm in Northampton, which is part of Congregation B'nai Israel in collaboration with Lander Grinspoon Academy and the Northampton Survival Center. It's right next door to the Northampton Survival Center, and it is a farm that is working on food justice issues, which I care very deeply about. And also joining me is Yanni Kunelis, who is a pick-your-own participant and a longtime friend of Abundance Farm. First off, if people aren't familiar with Abundance Farm, Rose, I am familiar with it because while I am not Jewish, I do consider myself to have several rabbis in my life, two of which are part of Congregation B'nai Israel, Rabbi Justin David and Rabbi Jacob Fine, who I've worked with the food bank on all sorts of social justice issues, etc. But for those who aren't familiar with the farm and its relationship with the congregation, tell us a little bit about that, Rose.
Yeah, so Abundance Farm is a 1-acre community farm right on Prospect Street in Northampton. And we're focused on education, community building, and food justice.
And how did it come about that what you would do right next to the Survival Center is essentially a very large garden that is providing food, not just for the Survival Center, but for also other members of the community?
Yeah, so Abundance Farm, I say, was a teen-led project from the beginning. So young people who'd grown up attending Congregation B'nai Israel were ready to set out on their own, spread their wings, start their own project, and started a small garden. And they were walking some of the food they grew over to the Survival Center. And as we continue to deepen into our learning process about what it means to be a Jewish food justice farm, and as we continued to deepen relationships with community members, we realized that the best thing to deepen our impact would be to grow food on the farm and invite participants from the congregation, the school, the Survival Center to come to the farm itself and pick food themselves.
Do you think it means something different specifically that it is a Jewish food justice farm? And what does that mean to you and to maybe some other members of the congregation?
I say that we have this kind of extra support system where when we're asking questions about how to grow food for our community and with our community, we get to turn to these ancient Jewish texts. And one of them, called Peah, says that as the farmer growing food, do not think that you're giving away this food. Know that it already belongs to the people who come to pick it. And that when at all possible, it's important to have the people come pick the food themselves. And what we've noticed is that when people come to the farm and pick food, there's a human impulse to give in exchange as you're receiving. While we grow a very small amount of food, and if you measured our impact through caloric nourishment, it would be a very tiny drop in the bucket. What we really specialize in is relationship and community nourishment. And that when people come and pick food, they often give a recipe, spend some time weeding in the garden, or return the nourishment in some sort of way. And Yanni, who's with us, is an expert at that and has really been a model for all of us of how to give and receive at Abundance Farm.
Yanni Kunelis, who is a pick-your-own participant and a longtime friend of Abundance Farm in Northampton. It's sort of like pick nefesh, your own vegetables and stuff, to keep going with the Hebrew tradition. But tell me, Yanni, what your experience has been with the farm.
It has been excellent and improving to more excellent. I joined 5 years ago. There was, at that time, there was an accident or whatever it was, and some of the facilities were burned. They were rebuilt, and I saw them being reconstructed in a wonderful way. I'm an architect by trade. I like the environment there, and then I started being a client from the Abundance Farm. I pick things, and I've been cooking, especially during COVID. The model planting that I harvested turned out to amazing dishes, like stuff vine leaves, and I learned how to cook with nettle, which grows wild there.
Mm.
I found it was a good way to connect with those people. I'm not Jewish either, but I grew up in Greece, where my father had a lot of business partners and business associates that were Jewish. And also my second grade teacher was Jewish, and she's still out there in Montreal being a group therapist anyway. And
Yanni comes to the farm and picks the nettle and picks the grape leaves. And then the next time he comes back, he'll bring me a lunch.
Oh, wow.
In a little Tupperware container, you know, with the food that he picked. He's a very good cook.
No, I'm not. But I'm doing this in order to connect socially. This COVID business has put barriers between people and groups of people, and I'm trying to overcome them.
Coming up, how Abundance Farm was just what the doctor ordered, literally, for Yanni Kounelis. More of our local hero spotlight on the way. Speaking with Yanni Kounelis, who is a pick-your-own participant and friend of Abundance Farm, Rose Chernoff, who is with Abundance Farm right there in Northampton, squished between Congregation B'nai Israel and Lander Grinspoon and the Northampton Survival Center, and Jacob Nelson from CISA.
Yanni, you were telling me earlier as well how what's valuable about being able to pick your own at Abundance Farm is the relationships and the social connection, and also the nutrition and just the quality of the food and how that has been impactful in the last couple of years of your life.
Yeah, I had an operation on my knee 3 years ago, and I was told to lose weight and shape up or else. And I found out that the right nutrition instead of vitamin pills is an excellent way to do that. Getting the right food and cooking it and eating well helped, and I'm in much better shape now. Because the taste is palatable. You can tell what's real from what's frozen or whatever.
And
it's amazing.
The whole food is medicine movement is, I think, an important one. It's something that our U.S. Congressman Jim McGovern is going to be dealing with in the newly announced White House conference on food, nutrition, hunger, and health. Because those things are all connected, and that is exactly the mission of Abundance Farm, except there is a more of a spiritual element to it, too, which I really love. You can steal that pick-your-own uak nefesh if you want and put it on a T-shirt or something. I'm sure Jacob Fine, who I know listens to this show, and Rabbi Justin David would be fine with they can plagiarize me if they want to. I'm fine with that.
I can tell you the infamous okra story.
Yes.
Everybody hates okra, except that I found a way of stealing okra when it's still very small, less than an inch.
Mm.
Usually they let it grow, and they make gumbo in the South and all that. But if you pick okra like I was taught by my grandfather, who was also cooking, and drench it in some natural acid like lemon juice or vinegar and leave it in the sun, it gets rid of the colloid substance, and then you can saute it and cook it, and it's amazing. It's a find.
It sounds amazing. I want to hear you describe recipes to me all the time. Your voice is just so incredible and soothing, Yanni. Better than the music of Yanni.
I translate directly from the Greek.
directly from the Greek, yes.
In my head. Oh, by the way, I'm doing that. I'm translating poetry, and I'm writing. And I wrote a cookbook, by the way, and I'll send you a copy.
Oh, wow. I can't wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can find some of the ingredients in the cookbook, I'm sure, at Abundance Farm. Now, Rose, if you want to get involved as a person that wants to support the work of Abundance Farm, or to do what Yanni does, which is pick your own there, how do we get involved in both the mission and the picking?
Yeah, so our opening day of Pick Your Own this year is Monday, May 16th in the afternoon from 2 to 6. And then we run every Monday and Thursday afternoon, 2 to 6 on Mondays, 3 to 6 on Thursdays. Just come by 253 Prospect Street in Northampton, and we invite people to have their first entry into Abundance Farm to come to pick your own and pick food, and then stick around if you want to volunteer, if you want to share an art project or play some music. We have infinite ways you can tap in and be involved.
I think it's amazing creating community with this community garden that's part of a religious community in Congregation B'nai Israel and the Lander Grinspoon Academy, which is a community in and of itself as well. And then the community of the Northampton Survival Center, which is right next door and lending itself and this garden to these food justice issues. Like I said, I have a great admiration for your rabbis there, Justin David and Jacob Fine. And now for you two as well, for Rose Cherneff from Abundance Farm in Northampton and one of the Pick Your Own participants, Yanni Kunelis. Pleasure to have met you all. And to you, Jacob Nelson from CESA, who are the local hero folks and are teaching us all about all of our local hero farms and restaurants up and down the valley. You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.